The 7 Worst Customer Service Crimes.
Mary Portas, broadcaster, writer and shopping expert, names some of the most irritating aspects of shopping. Keeping too few checkouts open. So many stores are guilty of this. The worst are the supermarkets. Then they ring the bell to get a new cashier from out the back and leave their finger on the bell, making a really irritating noise. Silent cashiers. Cashiers at supermarket checkouts now don't even say the price. You're supposed to see it on the till. They've lost basic communication skills. Even worse is when they dump the receipt and the change into your hand in one lump. Horrible. Inappropriate offers. At the newsagents, you go to the counter to buy a newspaper, and they offer to sell you a huge bar of chocolate for £1. A massive bar of chocolate at 7:30 in the morning? How about just smiling and saying good morning? Terrible changing rooms. There's a long queue to try things on, but they say you can only take in 4 items. You should be able to take a big armful in. And there's nowhere to hang your clothes. So you have to put them on the floor, except the floors are filthy. Too much stock. Again, many fashion stores are guilty of this. The rails are so full of clothes that you can't even see the sizes. You have to pull the hangers apart to look in. Then they fall onto the floor. It's a shop, not a social club. I hate it when assistants stand next to the till gossiping to each other. It's all too common in department stores, hairdressers, and coffee shops. All you want to do is pay, but it's as if you're invisible. Too much pressure to buy. This is why I hate beauty counters. You walk through the ground floor of many department stores and a woman runs after you and sprays you with perfume, asking, "Could I just interest you in?" Her face is usually orange, with eyebrows drawn on with a pencil. It says, "You too could look like me." You can't be serious. Why would I want to look like you? No thanks.